Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Sally Jane Height's second annual Vaudeville Extravaganza, a benefit for the Guthrie Center, will take place tomorrow, Saturday, September 27th, at 7 p.m. She joins us now to tell us all about it. Sally Jane Height, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Wow. Well, that's a nice thing to say. I was there before.
You were indeed. So tell us about the second annual Vaudeville benefit for the Guthrie Center. What do you have planned for the 27th?
Well, it's so good you're asking me this today because I was at the Mahawi Theater on Saturday and looked at the circa 1905, 1906, 1927, when the Mahawi was a vaudeville house. And the acts that came through, and because people say, vaudeville, what is that? Well, what we've created and recreated for the Guthrie Center this Saturday is just an attempt on my part, because I was alive and kicking as a little girl when vaudeville was practically dead. And I still remember my mother taking me to New York City. We lived in Brooklyn. I am a Brooklyn girl.
Mm-hmm.
And taking me to the last two, in quotes, houses that had movies first, now, which they never did when they first started. It was all vaudeville. And seeing these different acts, it's just so wonderful. And we don't have, I think here in the Berkshires, it's really difficult to have talented, gifted people giving them a place for them to perform. Because with vaudeville, you had 52 weeks a year. That's how many weeks in a year, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sarah? Yes, it is.
Of being able to practice your art, your gift. Today, we don't have that anymore. So I am attempting at the Guthrie Center to bring various talented, wonderful people who are donating their time and their gift for the benefit of the Guthrie Center, and very much so for the benefit of the audience that will be seeing people that they have not seen before that live here in the Berkshires.
How did you choose the people who will be in your show?
Most of them do have, here we go again, machine, electric, YouTube. Then, of course, I've seen somebody like Wanda Houston. I've seen her perform many times, and that was easy. And Nick Felix, our magician, but he doesn't like to be called a magician. He is the illusionist.
An illusionist, sure.
Yes. Very different. It's got a, more classy sound to it.
Prestigious.
And he is a magician, So that, if I say one more time, Sarah, will you hang up?
No, I won't.
Oh, God. My kids are just saying, Mother, please, don't say that one more time. It is okay. And then we found this through my friend, musical director and friend, Ewell Wade, who has a wonderful scholarship concert for different gorgeous young musicians from the Berkshires and from Columbia County, and he has this marvelous scholarship concert every year. And I have gone, and last year we had a divine, I think, 15-year-old or 16-year-old concert pianist, and this year we have another one, Paul Chelaby, who I think maybe all of 17, and could move right into Carnegie Hall, playing Debussy and Mozart. They're really gifted. And Roger the Jester, who is a fixture here, is our continuity, bringing the broom on. Used to be the hook when you really didn't perform well, that they would grab you and take you off. Well, I've decided the hook is too dangerous. So he's coming on with a broom, and I'm the one who gets swept off more than anybody else. So it's as it should be, because I will also be performing. Oh, and then the Berkshire Mountain Rambler, have you ever heard him?
Or I haven't yet, no. I know the Berkshire Ramblers.
He's a one-man band.
Okay.
And it's going to be really fun. And then there we have this our Gene Kelly slash Fred Astaire look-alike in song and dance, Zachary Pearson, who will perform on the stage. So they came from various places, and I went to see various venues to see them work, and then saw them on YouTube, and I thought what I strived for was enough variety where you can get a full evening of fun, plus a little bit of culture. Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all. And all for not a great bad. Cause, a benefit for the Guthrie Center. This is
Yes, and I must say, the last minute we threw in, because my friend Lynette Najimi, she found Nico Wohl, who is, now he's 13, and will challenge, I'm sure, within the next year, John Pizzarelli, a jazz guitarist that, frightening to be that young,
yeah.
and gifted. So this, and me, of course, you know, I'll come through with my various and sundry weird ladies, Miss America or Miss Texarkana, Mississippi, 1930, no, I'm kidding, and the Big Bad Boy Bar girl, and the, this Harriet Ferment meets her match, a new thing now. No more internet. We're doing video matchmaking. And naturally, we're going to have a little audience participation. And this year, we've selected George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin. I will sing the verse, and they have to guess the song that the verse is from. Mm-hmm. And those who guess the song from the verse, I've arranged with South Egremont to pass on the ticket they get as they go through the town.
Right, that is a bit of a speed trap there, isn't it?
So it's fun.
Sure.
And it's for a good cause. And there's food and drink before, and the show comes on. And if you don't laugh, then maybe your mouth was shut on some level.
How tricky is it to put the show together? How long have you been working on
tricky.
Setting it up? Yeah, very.
Tricky, yes. Because, as I said, you have to get it mostly from YouTube because there are not a lot of venues for different people to get up and ply their craft. It's a sadness. We are a name brand value society. And if you're struggling to begin, which is what vaudeville provided for people like Al Jolson and Fanny Bryce and Jack Benny and George Gershwin, you know, they provided a venue for them to explore their gift. We don't have it. You know, you have to know someone.
This is the second year you've done it, so last year's show went okay?
Sold out. Now, of course, I always think, well, if you can't invite your mother and your grandmother and your aunts and your uncles, what's the point of getting up and performing?
Mm-hmm.
I think people are hungry for the local, and I want to go, shush, no local, gifted people that happen to live in this area, so that they are applauded. And as I said, the most important thing, if you've got a talent, you have got to use it. If you don't, it doesn't sour necessarily, but it's practice makes perfect. So that hopefully providing a venue, because it's a very different thing if you're sitting in your own living room or wherever you are, and you're doing it for yourself. I just wrote something, you know, I wanted to tell a joke, you know, because I can't tell jokes, because in fact I forget the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a course in telling jokes, and so I'm standing, but it's not the same. Standing in front of a mirror, nobody laughs back at me. And it's that essence of being able to get up with an audience that wants to be entertained, that doesn't know who you are, and can be entertained. So it's I'm not proselytizing or saying that this is my good deed for the day, but I can recall how hard it is to be able to find a place to practice your art. So this is an opportunity for us and an opportunity for audiences without having to break the bank to come and support and participate and be amazed by the many talented people that live in this area. Wow, did I just give a speech?
You gave a good pitch for the show.
But also, I think the pitch, a show is only as good as its ingredients.
Sally Jane Height's second annual vaudeville benefit, a benefit for the Guthrie Center, will take place this Saturday, September 27th. Sally Jane, thank you so much for joining us.
Sarah, I'm hoping that people can come and see these wonderful guys and gals.
Sally Jane Height's second annual vaudeville extravaganza, a benefit for the Guthrie Center, will take place tomorrow, Saturday, September 27th at 7 p.m. For tickets, call the Guthrie Center, 413-528-1955. That number again is 413-528-1955. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.